This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1044. Unfortunately, you need this negative IELTS vocabulary.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You might be perturbed if you read the dictionary definitions of the word upset. Today, we help you out by breaking down its meaning and providing much higher level synonyms for this helpful IELTS adjective. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Aubrey, I think we both have some reasons to feel a little upset lately, right? I mean,
yes.
We're honest here. We're, you know, nobody has a perfect life all the time. And so that's a natural thing to talk about on IELTS. And yeah. In real life, right? So we are actually giving you guys some vocabulary to describe this feeling of being upset. Because natives use that in a few different ways and it could be confusing. So
exactly.
Aubrey, how would you describe your feelings of upsetness today?
I was just telling Jessica, we're going camping this weekend and I don't know if you, probably listeners out there, you've had to deal with government agencies before, and anytime you have to call them or email them, often it's difficult to get a hold of anyone. It takes forever to hear back, right? So I was on hold all morning, and actually one time I was on hold for like 20 minutes, and then a call came in and I accidentally hit the button that says end and accept. So I like lost my place in line waiting because their website says certain things are closed, which was going to be problematic. And I needed to know, is that accurate or was that because of COVID and maybe things have changed? So I needed to talk to a real person. And there's no cell service in the woods where this is going to be. So nobody knew the answer. And I was getting the runaround, getting passed back and forth between different offices of people who didn't know. It was so frustrating.
Okay, there's a lot of great vocab in there. First of all, the adjective problematic. That's an impressive adjective because, of course, yeah, you guys all know the word problem, but did you know that it could be an adjective? That's a high-level word describing something as problematic, right?
Yeah.
Troublesome would be the same. And then to get the runaround, that's an awesome idiom, which always would make you feel upset, right?
Yes.
To get the runaround is just like nobody is helping you. They are wasting your time. They are passing you from one person to another, maybe like giving you lots of paperwork or giving you lots of answers that don't make sense. So basically, it's a huge waste of time when you're trying to solve a problem and it's not being solved. That is getting the runaround. So guys, upset. That's a very general adjective, right? We know it's like a negative emotion, but there are way better, more specific adjectives we could use to describe our feelings when stuff isn't perfect.
Yeah, that are right? Way higher level, right? Upset is very commonly used. So it's band six. And
so
if
band
you feel
six.
Yourself about to say, I am upset or I was upset on IELTS speaking, there are so many higher level band eight, band nine words you could throw in instead. So today we're going to teach you those. put them in your vocabulary notebook and practice using them, because there is a good chance you'll answer something on IELTS that you were upset about.
For sure. I mean, even in part two, sometimes you're asked to describe a negative experience, right? Like describe a problem you had or something like that. So yes, we need negative vocab, right? We can't just be happy all the time. That's not real. Okay. So let's get into this, because these adjectives, like Aubrey said, these are band 7 or higher, right? Just the general adjective upset, band 6, right? This actually came from an interesting question we got from a student, Nasreen, who asked us to teach the word upset because the examples in the dictionary are not helpful. Now, we checked this out, and Nasreen is totally correct. The definitions don't help you as a non-native, right? They're not giving you what you need to use the word correctly. If you look upset up in the dictionary, it's presented mostly as a verb immediately when we actually use it as an adjective, usually.
Way more
right? Often.
Yeah. It was very rare that I would say, he upset me when he did something, right? We just don't use it that often as a verb, but just like you said, we use it as an adjective all the time to say, I'm really upset right now because this happened, right?
Yeah.
But also, we were noticing it's also in there as a noun, right? That there was an upset in a sports game. If you expect one team to win and someone else wins, that's called an upset. So there's all these multiple definitions. That's really confusing for non-natives.
Seriously, guys, and you don't need to know all of those meanings. You don't. Like,
they're so rare that you would use it. No, exactly.
Yeah, totally. So guys, we are all about being very honest with you and maximizing your efforts, right? Don't waste your time memorizing words that you're not going to hear or see and that you're not going to use, right? We need to learn the real vocabulary that will actually be useful in raising our score. So we're talking about these adjectives today, guys. If a native said, I am upset, I feel upset, it's usually like angry or sad, right? Or maybe a mixture of the two, okay?
Right.
But let's get into some higher level, more specific adjectives. To feel bothered. Now, when would you say that one, Aubrey?
This is if I'm annoyed or bugged. I'll say that too. Oh, I'm so bugged. And that's the same as bothered, right? You're frustrated by something. This is not sad, right? If I'm bothered,
right.
I'm annoyed. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something external that is bothering you, that is annoying you, right? You know, if I may give an example for you, Aubrey, sometimes your four children leave you feeling bothered. It happens, right? Okay. So guys, on the IELTS exam, of course you can use this to describe, maybe if you're describing your home and maybe you have noisy neighbors or a noisy dog that you feel bothered often because you can't get any peace and quiet where you live. That would be a fantastic answer.
Yeah, exactly, right? And you just say, oh, I'm always really bothered when my neighbors are noisy upstairs. It's so aggravating.
Yeah, ooh, that's a great adjective, aggravating. And to describe the thing itself that is bothering you, you can use the adjective bothersome. Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't super common. It's not something I say all the time, but I would definitely love to hear a student use it to describe something as bothersome. Oh my gosh, band-aid adjective, right? Something that annoys you is bothersome. That's so great.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, those are so good.
All right, awesome. Perturbed. Now, this is even more specific, different connotation, right? Still under the umbrella of upset, but all of these have different connotations. So perturbed, that's more like it's bothered, but also to the point of where you feel a little bit angry about it.
Yes,
right?
Very you're irritated. Perturbed. We're getting angry now if we're perturbed about something. Yes, you're not going to use this for just small annoyances. If you say, I was perturbed about this is something more serious. You're really frustrated.
Totally. Like in part one, there's sometimes the question, like, how did you get to the test center today? That's a real IELTS speaking question, guys. Maybe you had some issues with the transport. You could be like, well, first of all, the bus was late and then the driver was rude. And I thought I was going to be late and then traffic was horrendous. I was honestly feeling very perturbed and it was not the best way to start my exam.
Yes, so good.
Oh man, we're gonna
and
have
this
to
next
follow-
one is yeah. perfect for that because it's rattled.
Oh, yeah.
And that would make anyone feel rattled, especially if you have something really important that day, like the IELTS exam, and things are going wrong. That's when this word rattled is perfect. It means things have been derailed and your emotions have been affected, right? I feel very rattled. Things are out of sorts. I'm frustrated and angry, but more than that, I'm just like, things are not perfect, right? There's been an upset in the situation.
Yes. I love that you use the paraphrase out of sorts. That is, that's exactly the same, right? To feel out of sorts, to feel rattled. Upset, but exactly how? So something is causing you to feel upset to the point where you're almost a little bit shaky. That's how I want you guys to remember this, because a rattle, like a baby rattle, is something that they shake, right? So use that image to help you remember this, to feel rattled. We use this especially if something like unforeseen happens and it surprises you in a negative way and it leaves you feeling a little bit shaken. Right? You feel rattled or out of sorts, like you can't focus. So if you're describing your studies, if you're describing problems at work, I mean, very useful adjective and still interesting and uncommon. So it fulfills that band 7 or higher vocab requirement, right? Yeah. Interesting and uncommon.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
All right, we have two more awesome adjectives for you guys. Before we get to those adjectives, though, I want to remind you guys that a fantastic way to collect vocabulary like this is on the All Ears English app, guys. It's now available for Android and Apple. So go to allearsenglish.com/app, and then you could download that All Ears English app to your phone, improve your listening, build your vocab. It's so useful for IELTS students.
Yes, and it's finally on Android. So many comments where I had to respond like, soon, I'm sorry, when people are like, when will your app be on Android? So it's so nice that we can now say, yes, it's here. We have it for Android.
Just years of feeling bothered about the lack of the Android app, man. All right. Devastated. Okay, you could hear by the way I said that. This is like on a serious end of the spectrum. This isn't just bothered, right? Mm-mm. Devastated is like just utterly ruined. Like it's such an extreme form of being upset. Like something is ruined for you, right? If you feel devastated, it's like very, very bad news leaves you feeling devastated. So like maybe you got fired or maybe there was a death in the family, which I don't want you to talk about on IELTS because that could lead to you crying and we don't want that to happen.
Point.
But like if you're describing some like unfortunate events, you know, that maybe happened at work or maybe a natural disaster. I think let's not use this personally because I don't want you guys to talk about things that are so upsetting. But in speaking part three or writing task two, if we're describing problems, right?
Yeah.
Climate change is leaving people devastated because their homes are being ruined due to the increase in typhoons and floods, right? So I think we should reserve
yes.
these horrible ones for talking about world events and not like ourselves.
And this is a great way to, you can use devastated to talk about the earth, right? If we're talking about the effects of you know, pollution. You can say the earth is being devastated, because it doesn't just mean upset for us, but it also means ruined, right? The devastation that's created by these typhoons and hurricanes, the aftermath of a town, you can say it was devastated by this weather. That's a very high level way to use that word as well.
I love it. And I want to point out the noun form of that you just used, the devastation left behind, right? So that's another, just that whole chunk sentence you guys should use, right? Remember it in those, that exact order. Okay, awesome. Last one, dismayed. So we went, right, devastated is on that far end of like the worst negative spectrum. We're dialing it back now again with dismayed. Dismayed is not as serious. It's like, it's more like disappointed.
Yeah, right? Bummed, like, right? I think about like, oh, I was kind of bummed. That's like the slang version of dismayed, right?
I love it.
High level way is to say, I'm very dismayed. Like you're upset, you're just disappointed about something.
You know, if you're asked about online shopping, I feel like this is useful.
Yes.
Because like so often, you know, something looks so great in the little picture on your phone. And so you click add to cart, you buy it, and then it arrives at your home. And you feel a little dismayed because it's not like it looked on in the picture, right? And it is a disappointing item.
Yes, it's so bothersome when that happens. And then it's always a hassle and you're wasting packaging and shipping it back and
terrible.
What a pain.
Just terrible. What
so upsetting.
A pain. Pain in the neck. There's another idiom. Oh my gosh. This episode is jam-packed with amazing vocabulary, you guys. Remember, you can use vocabulary from the All Ears English episodes, right? That side of All Ears English podcasts. They teach you great vocab over there as well. Also, grammar, right? And cultural ideas, how to talk about trends that are happening in the world. So guys, even if you think, okay, I just need English for IELTS, that's it. You know what? You don't. Because if you want a Band 7 or higher, your English itself has to be amazing, has to be natural and native. So definitely, guys, check out the All Ears English app now for Android as well as Apple. Go to allearsenglish.com/app. All right. Awesome. Whew, we need to talk about something positive tomorrow, Aubrey.
I know. I keep thinking about my kids because anyone of you who know little kids, like they go from 0 to 60, the littlest thing will happen.
Oh my
and
God.
They're devastated
totally.
About something that's not that big of a deal. You know?
I know.
So all of these, I'm like, oh, my kids have felt all these things today.
Right? Yeah. They go through all the emotions within like an hour. I know.
Exactly.
That's tough, man. We need to be kinder when that happens. That's tough.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
This was a good one.
This is a good one. All right, Aubrey. Thanks for chatting, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.